Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, congratulations, Jessie Buckley.
Understand the capacity of a mother's love is the greatest collision of my life. It's Mother's Day in the UK today. So I would like to dedicate this to the beautiful chaos of a mother's heart. We all come from a lineage of women who continue to create against all odds. Thank you for recognizing me in this role. This is the greatest honor. I can't even believe it. Gurv Mila Mila Mahagut, John.
Jessie's cousin, Brendan Fuller, is with us here on Lunchtime Live. Well, Brendan, what was the reaction like in the Arbutus Hotel in Killarney when that announcement was made last night?
Oh my God, Andrea, you can only imagine. We nearly hit the roof and, you know, swung off chandeliers the whole lot. I've just never experienced anything like it. It was like Italia 90 and Grand Slam in 2009. Like every big Irish win collided and combined into one, and all just within that room in Buckley's. It was just surreal.
Yeah, well, we met you obviously in the hotel in Buckley's Bar on Friday with your aunt and uncle, Jessie's uncle and aunt as well, with Sean and Sean Buckley and Carol Dempsey, and like you were talking about, you know, the celebration and what was going to happen. I didn't realise that you guys were all going to dress up in black tie formal attire, you know, to watch the Oscars last night in the hotel.
Andrea, look, Jessie is only 36. She will have plenty more Oscar ceremonies in the future. We're trying to put our best foot forward and say, look, we could be called upon if needed. So a dress rehearsal for the future, yeah. Oscar nights. No, look, I mean, if there is the chance to doll up and dress up, and, you know, it's so rare that you get to put on a suit for such a good, happy reason. And that was it, you know, like, I mean, bringing the glitz and the glam and the celebration to Killarney, you know, there on College Street where my mom grew up and her dad grew up. And it was just a really special night. Mm-hmm. And just that bit of giddiness along with all of the glitz and the glam.
That's amazing.
The crack, it was just unreal.
How many
Andrea?
People and look, were in the hotel last night, Brendan?
The poor old guests, there was an American tour that had been booked in long before there was an Oscar nomination. So those poor people, they I think they were on the TV this morning whereby they were actually just trying to check out and roll their suitcase up. But there's interviews and cameras and, like, just talk about a bizarre setting, because it is a home, but it's a hotel. So life continues with, you know, the realities, despite Hollywood being, you know, not even on the doorstep within the actual hotel. But yeah, so there was about 50 to 60-ish kind of people there, you know, family and friends. Mm. And they were people who had been a part of, or maybe just a supporter of, Jessie, you know, and her career and her journey. And, like, the stories of, you know, like, people who picked her up from the train station, or just helped drop something off at a time. You know, all these small little things. And, look, there's the extended family and second cousins and, you know, and all this, who you'd meet every now and then at a confirmation or something like that. Or you know, God rest her, my Nana's funeral,
yeah.
You know, and that would have been the last time a lot of us would have met. And to have the suit on and, you know, the lovely dresses and everything. And, you know, I was there myself, my wife, and able to be there with mom, dad, my brother and, you know, uncles, aunts, mm. and everybody who just means so much to Jessie. And it was pretty much one of the first things she said in an interview afterwards, that she knew that we would continue the partying. And she wasn't wrong.
It was good. It was a late night, wasn't it, by all accounts?
A very late night, because it didn't even feel like a time existed.
No.
But then, you know, sense eventually kicks in, and, you know, it's been a long, busy day today. But what a lovely reason to be busy, you know, to be talking about one of the most historic achievements. I mean, only 98 women down through the years have won that award, and it's less than that because some of them
are the first Irish woman to do so.
Yeah.
And Brendan, so, when there was the moment, like when they announced, you know, it was the best actress category, and they've gone through the five nominations, yeah. and then there's, you know, there's we see the five split screens of all of the contestants, and there's that kind of 6-7 second moment of, and the Oscar goes to, and there's the pause. What was it like in Buckley's Bar at that moment?
Oh my God. I mean, look, I mentioned the giddiness that was there and everything. And I was worried at the start of the night we were going to miss the announcement because there was such a clatter of chatter in there that we were like, oh, wait, what award's that? But by the time it was getting to that stage, we were kind of noticing that Hamnet had been nominated in a lot of categories but hadn't won anything yet. And so that kind of reality sets in that this is it's the cream of the crop. It's the top five. It's the Oscars. Like, has there been a momentum change? Is there a different flavor for this voting? And geez, I my heart's in my mouth now just thinking about that time. And I didn't know to stand, to sit, to look, to hold my hands over my eyes. and you just end up staring and wishing and praying and trying to wish it over the line. And then it was announced, Jessie Buckley. And I nearly hit the ceiling. The whole place exploded. And I was just watching the screen because I was just hoping I wasn't dreaming. And I was hoping it was Jessie standing up and walking up the steps. You know, it was absolutely unbelievable in the truest sense of it. And just like, look, we're on cloud nine and probably a few above that again.
I'd say you're absolutely exhausted, Brendan, by the sounds of it, because I've no doubt from having met yourself and Sean and Carol and some of the others in the hotel last Thursday, I've no doubt it was a party well into the little hours of the morning. So we better let you get some rest after your hectic morning. Brendan, thanks so much. Congratulations to all of the Buckley clan and extended family there. It's such a fantastic achievement. Martin Grady is the mayor of Killarney. Martin is with us here on the line as well. The town must be buzzing today, Martin.
Absolutely. Good afternoon. And look, who's congratulations to Brendan there. Look, and all the Buckley family as well. Jessie, look, for a 36-year-old, I think in total she's had 76 awards so far. 167 nominations to date. That's incredible for any 36-year-old. She certainly made history. You know, there's 98 women in total, I think, so far won an Oscar. Jessie, the first Irish woman. She's done herself, her town, her county, incredibly proud. And I live less than 1 kilometre from the Arbutus, and I think I felt the ground shake last night.
With the celebrations.
Absolutely. Yeah. I believe the place was hopping. And look, she's going to make Killarney extra special tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day.
Absolutely. I'm sure there'll be some sort of a homecoming or ceremony whenever she's back on the Emerald Isle.
Absolutely. I saw Brendan there on the news earlier on, and they're hoping for the summertime to have a good homecoming for her, and she'd be welcomed home with open arms.
Well, it's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've no doubt, and it's great. In fairness to you know, a lot of the business people in Killarney when we were there, Martin, on Thursday, there was just, you know, so much kind of Oscar and Jessie Buckley support and paraphernalia everywhere across the town, and it was great to see the support that she's received. Joan Butler is joining us, Martin. Joan is you were Jessie's music teacher, is that right, at the Ursuline in Thurles?
Hi, Andrea. Yes,
how are you?
I was one of the music teachers on staff. I'm great, thank you. I'm delighted today, of course. I was one of the music teachers on staff. Now, I must say, I joined the staff in Jessie's leaving cert year. So I must say that her fledgling career in school was mentored by our former principal, English and drama teacher, Mary Butler, and her dynamic partner, Mary Rose McNally, our former music teacher, both of whom are retired now. And they were the ladies who gave Jessie her initial opportunities at school and fostered that talent as it was emerging at school. So as I said, I joined the staff in 2006 in her final year.
You can't lay claim to her finding her then.
I certainly cannot. I'm delighted to speak to you a little bit about it, but I certainly cannot lay claim to any development of that talent. It was already well on its way
by
the time I met her.
Is the school open today, or do the students get the day off for a celebration?
We're not open today, but I know there were lots of little watch parties last night, and the socials are buzzing, and you know, it's just a wonderful day for our school. We're just so privileged to have been a small step on her journey and to have watched her trajectory over the past 20 years, watch her go from strength to strength. We are just so thrilled for her today, and the whole community is buzzing.
But it really shows you, though, you know, the power of the extracurricular, the arts, the, you know, the kind of the music, the drama club in school. Like, I mean, absolutely, having that opportunity, obviously, when she was in school in the Erskine, like, and that's obviously where that, you know, I know the innate talent was there, but it was allowed to foster and develop, you know, absolutely, and it's great to see.
You know, and we're very strong on that in our school. Extracurricular is a huge part and parcel of what we offer, you know, and it's very intertwined. It's not separate to what we do. It's intertwined in the classrooms, particularly in the music department. You know, we consider our extracurricular program to be an extension of that. And there's a place for every child in the school in the extracurricular program. You know, we have our choral society. There's a place for everybody. Our senior choir then is for the more senior members. There is an orchestra there. And, you know, Jess is part of all of those ensembles when she was at school, in the choir, in the orchestra. And she was a founding member of that senior chamber choir as well. That was the year we started that, with her Leaving Cert year. So a leading light there as well. And for those children to be able to see what she has gone on to do, to see what is possible, as she once said herself, to dream of the possible. Yeah. You know, there are 80 of those children are going to Fetch Kewell on Thursday and Friday this week,
right,
just as Jessie did when she was in school. And for them to watch that and see what she has become by dedicating herself to her craft, it's just a huge boost to their, you know, to their efforts and the time.
Absolutely.
And dedication it takes.
Well, speaking of, you know, the boost that it can bring, Marie Lenehan from the Kerry Film Festival is on the line too, Joan. Like, I presume this will bring a lot of publicity for the Kerry Film Festival too, Marie.
We hope so, Andrea. I mean, it's a brilliant moment for Irish film. Jessie Buckley, she's been doing incredible work for years, so it's just so lovely that she got that recognition on the world stage last night. For people down in Kerry, it's just that extra bit of pride. You know, we're all wrecked from staying up watching her. I said I wouldn't watch her. I'd get it on recap today, but of course it sucked me in. But actually, the Kerry International Film Festival, we were lucky enough to honour Jessie back in 2020. We honoured her with the Maureen O'Hara Award, which celebrates achievements of women in film, both in front of the camera and behind it. So it was great to talk to Jessie back then. We weren't able to present her with the award in person because of COVID, but we have every intention to the next time she's home and when the dust has settled and she's ready for us.
Yeah, I've no doubt. I mean, you'd be only delighted to have her down. When did you say the Kerry Film Festival is kicking off?
So it's kicking off in October from the 15th to the 18th, 4 days in Killarney, of film, both Irish and international. And I suppose, you know, as a film festival, you know, we're a platform for local talent, national talent. From the earliest of stages in your film career, we are a platform that will get you on the big screen. Do you know, that's what we do here. We advocate for every kind of talent.
Well, hopefully next time she's back, she might be able to make a trip over to the Kerry Film Festival. Marie Lenehan, Joan Butler, Martin Grady and Brendan Fuller, thanks a million for joining us. And well, congratulations to all of the extended Jessie Buckley family. If you're tuned into us today, as this texter says, with all of the awful things going on in the world, isn't it wonderful to be able to celebrate happy times like Jessie winning the Oscars, Ireland the Triple Crown at the weekend, and hopefully an amazing Paddy's weekend.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.